there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Winter is coming.
Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Vredestein tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the Best of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon on Fox Sports Radio.
Hello, welcome inside. Happy Tuesday. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon. Live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Go New York, go New York, go. Go New York, go
You're
New York, go.
You're going to make me watch the Mets again?
Yeah, well, we got
What the hell did I do to deserve that?
We got two basketball games on in the Mets. That's real. That's what we need.
There's not a better baseball game to watch?
No. What, you want to watch the White Sox?
Like I said, a better baseball game to watch? I wasn't implying that it was any of the crap coming out of Chicago.
Okay.
I mean, the Cubs aren't bad, but we're not watching the Cubs.
No. Well, why would you?
Hey, White Sox actually have scored 5 runs today.
How about that? How many did they give up? 16?
4.
17?
They're up 5-4 on
Whoa.
The Twins.
Whoa! This could be their bi-monthly win. Oh, wait, is that...
Hey, Eloy Jimenez actually, he's playing, and he hit a home run.
Is bi-monthly twice a month or every 2 months?
I think it's twice a month.
Okay, so it's the bi-monthly win for the White Sox.
Yeah.
That's where you're at. Congratulations, buddy.
Pacing for 24 right now.
Yeah, dude, you are paced to win your 10th game now, I believe now June 17th.
Pretty good.
To win your 10th game of the season.
I may actually end up in Europe before they get their 10th win. How about
that? What happens first? Harmon lands in Europe or the White Sox win their 10th game?
Harmon's betting horses in Dublin or the White Sox win their 10th game. That's something right there.
So, big night in the NBA. Listen, we'll get to the big story in a second, but here's where we sit right now. Fourth quarter, looks like Minnesota going to go up 2-0 on Phoenix. They lead it 97-83. Teals went on a big run middle of third quarter. They have kept this lead since. Meanwhile, 8 minutes to go in the third. A lot of time left here. The Pacers lead the Bucks 70-63. Again, a lot of time left in this one. These are your two games tonight. Now that I've given you the particulars, let's get to the Knicks and the Sixers. Let's get to the Knicks and
the
Sixers.
You mean the fraud that was perpetrated
go
on
New
America
York, go
and
New York,
the
go.
Globe
go
yesterday?
Go New York, go New York,
You know
go.
How many... Right. I got a couple of... We do actually have a Facebook page. Would you believe it for
sure,
the show?
Sure. No, I know we do. Yeah.
Yeah, we're, folks were none too happy with your cheerleading.
Go, New York. Go, New York.
Night,
go.
Including a number of expletives. Next level stuff.
Well, look.
That blanking guy with his blankety blanket. Look, whoa. How about that?
How many of them were your family members?
None.
Really? Where were your brothers?
They don't hang out on the interwebs.
Really?
No,
they're more dark web people. They're on the dark web. You'll find me on the dark web.
Untraceable.
Anywhere you need to go. But
they'll be at the track more likely than
I was so depressed I went to the track. Let's deal with the news and the latest coming off of Game 2, the Sixers and the Knicks, the no foul called on Tyrese Maxey in the final sequence with 27 seconds left to go. We spent a lot of time on this last night. The Knicks were down 5, and they not only found out a way to take the lead, but they wound up winning the game by 3. Jalen Brunson hits a 3. The Sixers have problems inbounding the basketball. Tyrese Maxey, is he fouled? Is he not? This is the story last night. The Knicks get a turnover. Dante DiVincenzo hits a 3, giving the Knicks the lead. All we heard after the game from the Sixers was how bad the officiating was, how awful it was. Can't wait for the 2-minute report, all of this. Well, the 2-minute report is out, and it found a lot of things.
Yeah. It reads as an apology to Philadelphia with a bunch of Knicks fans going, "Blank you!"
But here's the thing. What did it come out? Tyrese Maxey was fouled twice on that play where they couldn't inbound the ball.
And Coach Nurse
was
neither recognized nor granted by the officials
during an
attempt to call
a timeout. The first time he called timeout, he called it for a second, but then pulled it away. Pulled his hands away, he didn't want it. The second time he tried to call a timeout, they didn't have the basketball.
Yeah, but you know what's great? It's very easy to admit the error. You know why? Because the game's over.
Right. But here's the thing, is that this is what went on. Was Tyrese Maxey fouled? Yeah. Did Jalen Brunson grab his shirt? Yeah. Did Maxey also push off of Josh Hart? Yeah.
But that wasn't in the 2-minute.
No, but let's deal with
that
the
wasn't
fact.
There.
I just want to deal with what was in the 2 I'm going to deal with it and why everybody is so mad. Oh, everybody's doing a favor for the Knicks. Let's just deal with that for a second. Okay. Was Maxey fouled once or twice? I'm not saying was Maxey fouled a couple of times? This is what the 2-minute report said they did. I don't want to deal with the timeout thing because that's just stupid. Because Nick Nurse called it, pulled it away, then tried to call it when the Sixers didn't have the ball.
Well, but the first time he put it up, whether it's for a second or 5,
but if
he put up the timeout signal.
But the thing is, by the time the referee...
He doesn't wipe it off like it's a third base coach.
No, but by the time the referee sees him and is going to bring his whistle and blow it, Nick Nurse puts his hands aside and says, no, I don't want it. I don't want the timeout now.
By then, the ball's already in play.
Doesn't matter.
He
doesn't want the timeout. I don't want... No, if he was trying to call a timeout, he would have run a time. He just saw it right there really quick and tried to call a timeout, and then after a second, 1 second, there's no referee with that kind of reaction. There's nobody in the world
did he
that
see
kind
the
of
timeout
time.
Or did he not?
Time one. I'm sure the referee saw it, but there's, that's a timeout. I'm going to blow the whistle. No. And then by that time, he had waved it off. He waved it off after a second that he didn't want the timeout. Okay, so
waving off that he didn't want the timeout.
Yeah.
I think that was the,
no.
I can't call the timeout.
No. If he would have just dropped his hands, he pulled his hands apart like, no,
then
I don't want the
why
timeout.
Why isn't that in the 2-minute report?
I don't want the timeout.
Then?
Because
why isn't that in the 2-minute report? We didn't call it and it's fine because he didn't want the timeout.
The referee is implying what he wants. He didn't want the timeout there, but because it didn't work out for him. Now after the game, he's saying, "I call the timeout."
That's Knicks fan.
I call the timeout. No, stop. That's ridiculous. The timeout thing is so minor.
It's in the 2-minute report.
It tells me
right there.
All right, but here's where I'm going to get everybody back to normal on this and understand that this call, the Sixers wanting to harp on this is ridiculous. Okay, so let's just say they blow the whistle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's say they blow the whistle and they call a foul and Maxey gets to go to the free throw line or they give the timeout to the 76ers.
Sure.
Let's say one of those two things happens, right?
Sure.
What's the deal at that point? The Sixers are up 2 and they either have the ball or they're going to the free throw line with 27 seconds left in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Is the game over? No. Is there still a lot to play? Right, you still got to play. But the Sixers are acting like if we got that call, the game was over. You know what? No, it wasn't. Did they have a better chance to win? Of course they did. But I watched Joel Embiid miss a lot of free throws. Making free throws and finishing out the end of the game, it's like the Sixers said, yeah, it's a fait accompli. We would have had that. They are implying that if that one foul was called, the game was over and they would have won, and that's a load of crap.
No, but it changes the game materially.
It did change the game. it changed the game.
Right, it changes the game materially.
But it doesn't mean they would have won.
Does it
mean they
would have
won? Of course not.
But
what are the Sixers saying?
We should have won. You're still going to bitch about it after the game to say we got screwed.
We should have won. No, you know what? You needed to figure out the rest 27 seconds of the game.
Just like with LeBron and everybody else, you had a 20-point lead.
But you're saying that one play. That one play, we would have won the game. No, you might have won the game, and you had the advantage. Absolutely, I'm telling you. But there's still a lot of basketball left to finish that out. Maybe you miss the free throws. Maybe you make one free throw out of two, and DiVincenzo hits a three,
it's
you go
a
to
game
overtime.
Of human emotion.
Okay? I get it.
And it changes the complexity.
Oh,
it
you know what? I'm sorry.
If it
you
changes
can't,
everything.
If you can't finish out, you're a professional athlete. You're Joel Embiid, and you're complaining, hey, I make $50 million a year, but boy, I couldn't focus those last 27 seconds. No, that's on
the
you.
The point is
that's
you,
on
you materially changed the game, and that's what the two-minute
it did,
report
it did
is
change
supposed
the game.
To
right.
tell you. And
it
that's
did
all.
Change the game.
Look, everybody can complain and say, hey, we lost because of it. Well, it helped. It certainly didn't hurt. But in the end, finish the job until the buzzer goes off. I agree with you there.
So here's the second part.
But trying to dismiss it all.
No. I'm saying
foolhardy
as
well.
No, it would have. Let's just say that would have happened. You still had to finish out and win the last 27 seconds of that game. But the Sixers are acting like that one call and that was the game. You know what?
Well,
that's on you.
Twice.
That's on you. No, if either one of the calls happened, Now let's go a step further. If you're the Sixers. So you didn't get the call. Boy, look how bad it was. Did you or did you not have a chance to win the game with 12 seconds left and you guys had the ball? Were you down one with two red-hot scorers and had a chance to win the game? And not a small chance. You had a good chance because you had the basketball down a point. Did you have a chance to win the game? Yes. And what happened? Maxey got blocked. Was there a foul on that play? No. He went to the rim, he got blocked.
Maybe.
And then, secondly, did you have a chance to tie the game and send it to overtime with 6 seconds left? And your hottest shooter decided, I'm afraid and I don't want a part of this, so I'm going to pass the ball to Joel Embiid, who's like, really, you're giving it to me for a three? So you had chances at that. You had a chance to win the game, then you had a chance to tie the game. The chance to tie the game, 6 seconds making a three, that's lower percentage, but you had the ball with 15 down to 12 seconds, and you had a chance to win that game. So it's not, if for the Sixers to say everything was taken away from us, no, that's incorrect. Yes, you didn't get a foul called. I hear you on that. But number one, there was a lot more game left to be played. And number two, you had a chance to win the game. So stop. Stop with the whole, if you want to say, this shows me a team that's not focused on what's important. Because if you're walking away from that game, and you're the Sixers, you let Nick Nurse do his thing. You let Nick Nurse do his thing post-game and go, I don't know what's going on, officials, because you want the next call. But now you're overboard with, we're bringing a lawsuit against the NBA, and Embiid and all the other players are saying, oh, this is terrible. I don't know what's going on here. No, now you're harped in on this. Great. I want you to be focused on this. And then when Jalen Brunson drops 45 on you in game three,
you're going Nick
whose fault
fan
is that going to be?
You drifted out of
whose fault is that
analysis
be?
Back into Nick's
you
fandom.
You're not focused on the right thing.
There.
You're not focused on the right thing if you're the Sixers. You let Nick Nurse take care of it post game, and then you move on. But no. The refs did not. You could have won that game if you got a foul call going your way. Okay, you can say that about a lot of calls in the game, but that was a big one. And yeah, could it have gotten called? Yeah. Do they normally call jersey tugs? No, they really don't. So
in the final seconds when a team is down five,
I don't know.
Don't those normally
tugs?
Get called? And you because you're thinking they're trying to call.
Are
they not trying
to?
But are they not normally trying to call the foul? And this is what we talked about last night. Normally, the anticipation is you're blowing the whistle because they're trying to extend the game. And then that whistle didn't come. And then the two-minute report, it's the, we really should have called that because it was kind of egregious.
Yeah. I mean, really,
if you were on the other side of this, you'd be screaming bloody murder.
I would say.
You would be screaming bloody murder if the Sixers had won in the same
way,
fashion.
In the same fashion,
you would be pissed as hell. So don't try to claim you wouldn't be.
I probably would be.
If Jalen Brunson had his jersey tugged.
But you know what I would say?
Which would have been the first time he did anything positive for the Knicks at that point.
Yeah, that was a bad game for him.
It was a terrible game. But if that's the way the game had ended, you'd be pissed, and you'd be calling for the heads of the officiators.
But you know what else I'd be mad about? Boy, we had a chance to win the game with 12 seconds left, and Jalen Brunson got blocked. We had a great chance to win. We were down one with the basketball.
Smith's 4 months
from
now,
with the basketball.
Realizing you weren't winning
that
the East
been
anyway.
That would have been
But in the moment, You'd be salty while you ate your sandwich.
No, I get it. I get it. But let's be honest. It doesn't mean, and what if we've always talked about this, when bad calls are made, if the bad call is made on the final play of a game, well, hey, that's ultimately getting screwed because there's no time for you to come back from that. The Sixers certainly had time to come back from it because certainly they had a chance to win the game, and they didn't. So, yeah, I get it. But to sit here all of your attention on if that call was made, we would have won. That's just stupid.
Well, but the thing for the Sixers is,
You're not focused on the right thing.
They're going back to the in totality the two games that were played in this series and feeling like they've been done wrong. Now, again, it's a loser's mentality to hold, but that's their prerogative to go down that road. We don't have a 48-minute report. We've got people commenting on Twitter. The only thing we get is the final 2 minutes. And when you can line up the number of errors or omissions, it gives a lot of strength to the good people in Philadelphia.
It's something that we do. But to sit here and say, oh, that cost us the game. No, you had a chance to win. And if you're saying everything you did came down to one foul being called. Come on. I mean, what is that? Really? Really? You know, we're down to one. But then you're going to widen out by saying, oh, look at the fouls that didn't get called on Embiid. The Knicks are going to say, okay, look at the fouls that didn't get called for Jalen Brunson. Then we're going to play this game all the way through. You're talking about one play, one foul, and it cost us the game, and it didn't. Simply because you had a chance to win the game with a lot of time left, and you didn't. And you didn't. And even if you got
the call. You know, that backup Hartenstein did a hell of a job.
He was great. Well, he was hounded by Quentin Grimes, who was just all over him on that play.
Well, I think he was really sitting up on his shoulder.
You couldn't even see him.
They went 2 for 1.
You couldn't even see him. But that's my point, is that the game wasn't over at that point. And you know what? The Sixers wanted the game to be over. When Maxey hit that three with a minute left to go, they're jumping off the court like he just hit a three with 8 seconds left and the game's over. Like, you got to play the final minute out. And they didn't. And they and at 27 seconds, there was still a lot.
There was a lot of fouling for the Knicks to
there's
make.
There's a lot of time
that
in that game.
Getting called.
There's a lot of time left.
Were they enamored by Ben Stiller or the Wolfman Jason Bateman on the sideline?
Oh, I think if you're dribbling up the court, you see him. Hey, there's Jason Bateman.
But is that what the officials were worried about there?
Ben Stiller talking to Chris Rock. Wow, look at that. I got it stolen again from
him. And there's Rick Ross.
I can't believe that.
Hey, I do want to make sure we keep up to date with the action going on tonight because Bol Bol is in the game.
Yeah. You didn't think we'd get what kind of Bol Bol sighting we were going to get. It's a Bol Bol night tonight. Yeah. Minnesota putting the finishing touches on their win over Phoenix, 105-91 with 25 seconds left to go. Meanwhile, the Bucks have cut the lead to 79-78 with 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. So, yes, foul should have been called, but for the Sixers, forget it, man. Just let it go and get on to something else.
Dude, they might have...
Everything you're saying is wrong.
But if it had gone the other way and those calls had gone against the Knicks, you might have had Snake Plissken needing to take care of things in New York.
The president's missing. President of what? Don't mess with me, Plissken. Thoroughbred Racing has a new independent regulator, HISA, that's implementing comprehensive reforms of the sport, combining hands-on care with cutting-edge technology to help keep its athletes safe. To learn more, visit safetyrunsfirst.com. That's safetyrunsfirst.com. Well, coming up next, we get into a big story out of the NFL. We may be seeing, after 30 years of seeing a guy one way, he may be changing. He may be changing. It's next right here. Jason and Mike, Fox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs, never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask?
along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Hushmanzada and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it. Up on Game, we're going to be sharing our real life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up on Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Kumho tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs. From manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
This is my upset special.
Live from the TireRack.com studios. Right now, NBA playoffs halftime. Dallas leads the Clippers 45-41. Luka Doncic with a logo three that does not go before the break. So Dallas's lead is four over the Clippers. We'll have more on this game coming up in a few minutes. But joining us now on the hotline, hopefully he's just in time to reverse the Mets' fortunes tonight, MLB Network insider extraordinaire. He's on Twitter, at John Morosi. That is at John Morosi. It is the Pope, John Paul Morosi. What's happening, bud? How are you?
I am outstanding, my friends. Loving this time of year. Great NHL playoff games happening as we speak right now, and some pretty incredible baseball storylines happening as well, including a gentleman by the name of Ohtani leading the world in OPS, just as everybody expected he would when he signed with the Dodgers.
Yeah, unexpected. They're working with him on his plate discipline a little bit. I'm like, wow, really?
Right. I saw that story, and I have seen the comments. I find them interesting. I understand why, I suppose, because, and again, this sounds like an absurd thing to bring up here on the 22nd, 23rd of April, but his RBI numbers the ratio is perhaps a little lower than what they thought it might be, but come on. He's leading the entire sport in offensive production. Is he a little bit impatient in situations with men in scoring position? Perhaps. And that's something that they're working on with him. But bear in mind, this is not in any suggestion an overhaul of his approach. And when you think about the big picture here and his ability to compartmentalize all that's happened in his life and career in the last 2 months, I don't think a little bit of hitting advice is going to really change too much or risk a real rewiring of the way that Ohtani approaches his craft. I think he's going to be just fine. And the Dodgers, despite the fact that they've somewhat been average since the first week of the season, I think they're going to be just fine too.
How long before they have to start managing innings for Glasnow?
Answer to that is that it's already happening, and there's a reason why they have gone to a six-man rotation, and probably a reason why they haven't necessarily been a dominant team to begin the season, is that Glasnow is one guy who needs to have his workload monitored, cared for. Bobby Miller, they thought, was going to be one of the workhorses, and of course now he's on the IL. The six-man rotation, if you want to call it that, and I think it's probably fair to do that, it really was created because the Dodgers felt that they had multiple starters, not just Yamamoto, but Glasnow as well, who needed a little bit of additional rest. And when you consider what Glasnow has done in terms of what his career high for innings is, he's not going to throw 190. So they're either going to back him off now and give him an additional day of rest, or he'll probably be on the IL by the end of May, just based on what his career tells you. So he is, to be fair here, one of the most electrifying pitchers to watch work in the planet. I mean, he is unbelievable. And when you watch him in your up close, just see how tall he is on the mound, what an uncomfortable at-bat he is for anybody. So he's special. And the Dodgers, I think wisely, are banking on the fact that they're probably going to be able to make the playoffs, even if they're giving guys additional rest. Even if there's a lower percentage of starts made by Glasnow than what they would like, they're willing to accept that if it gives them a healthy Glasnow in the second half in the postseason, when obviously they hope that Kershaw and Buehler are more meaningful members of the rotation by that time of the year.
Now, Pope, I got to ask you this. I want you to tell me the truth. If it's the first time you're ever going to tell this story, you got to tell the truth. Have you ever done an interview with a player where maybe the player looks away from you and thinks that you said something really bad about him, but it turned out to be a fan behind you, and the player walks away from the interview with you? Because I saw what happened to Aaron Boone yesterday, and I'm thinking maybe it could have happened to you at some point in a situation like that?
No. Okay. No. Anything that I have said that was foolish is something I have said.
Okay.
I say enough foolish things on my own. I don't need help from the guy in the second or third row. But in all seriousness, I, like everybody, I've viewed the forensic evidence here of the Yes Network footage. Clearly, Aaron Boone did not say the magic words to Hunter Wendelstadt that resulted in the ejection. Someone else said them. Now, there could have been two someones. This, Jason, it is, after all, New York. And if one person is going to say something, often two people are going to say something.
It's Roger McDowell, the second spitter.
Right, exactly. So I do think, if you were to ask me, do I think that there were two people probably talking in that moment, the guy with his nachos behind the dugout and someone towards the further end of the dugout registering his discontent with the strike zone, whether it be a coach or a player, someone in a Yankee uniform? Yeah, there's a fair chance that happened. But I also think that there's a way to handle it, which is you don't eject someone for something that another individual said. I mean, that is, and I understand that the Hunter's point, that the conduct of the dugout in some way, shape, or form is the responsibility of the manager, and I subscribe to that, and I'm generally someone that really, I'm an umpire supporter. I mean, I really think that they do a fantastic job and have a lot of friends who are umpires and really enjoy my conversations there. Could this have been handled differently? Probably, because the way in which it was handled, and obviously there's no way that Hunter would know that it would be quite, you know, picked up by the microphones and broadcast in quite that fashion. I get it. And I think that there was probably a way that could have been handled in a way that did not create front page news. Unfortunately, here we are. And I do think that that's, I don't know a ton about the rating system that umpires are given, but I do know that one of the things that umpires are evaluated on is what they call situation management. And I think in this case, the situation could have been managed a little differently. And I think Hunter is an excellent umpire. Obviously, he's the son of an umpire. He's been around the game his entire life. He knows baseball. And clearly, he felt like he had to make a statement there. I think we could probably, reasonable folks could say maybe there was a different way to handle it. But, hey, thanks to Hunter and to Aaron for giving us a pretty interesting thing to discuss for a couple days.
Like we always say, JP, you got those reputation calls. Aaron Boone didn't help himself with all the ejections. A year ago.
That's true. And there were probably some that Bobby Cox over the history of his career where just because of the way Bobby conducted himself and the way that he was very very strident in support of his players probably got the hook more often than he maybe deserved. But you're right. It's by the way, Reputation, name of a Taylor Swift album. There's another one released just in the last week. I know this because I have daughters and they told me this.
31 songs, JP.
31?
31. It's a double album. It's an anthology. It's 2 hours of music. Get ready.
It's like the White Album by the Beatles or the Smashing Pumpkins album that we all had back in the 90s. That one.
Wow. You went right from Taylor Swift to Smashing Pumpkins.
Somewhere.
I'm just trying to think of, okay, first of all, there's
I'm picturing John Fallamorosi in his dorm room at Michigan, right, with long hair, and he's listening to the Counting Crows and Smashing Pumpkins, and he's sitting there going, boy, if they have a strike in Major League Baseball, that's not going to be good. I'll tell you, that lockout's going to be really bad. Listen to that music and sitting here reciting former lineup to the Tigers. Who played left field for the Tigers in 1965? Norm Cash. Got it.
Mr. Jones and me.
Was that you? Was that you in college, JP? Was that you and David Stearns in college?
More or less. Okay. More or less, except for the long hair. And let's be clear. Anyone who has seen me knows right now, I do not have long hair. That we can. Sources can confirm that to be very, very true. But no, I've always had a very eclectic musical taste. And my roommates in college introduced bands to me that I really didn't know and groups I didn't really know. So that is the purpose of college. You build great relationships, great friendships, and you learn a little bit of new music.
Yeah, there you go. Look at that.
A little bit of living and a lot about love. There you go. Getting a little country line in. Hey, let me ask Mike Trout, 9 home runs as of tonight. Where can we get the change.org petition to free him to a team that's going to compete?
He's back. He's back. Mike Trout's back. It's a great question. I think at the end of the day, that conversation and that decision is a two-person conversation. Artie Moreno, Mike Trout. And that's it. And where that all goes, you know, all Mike has said publicly is, I want to win in Anaheim. He's playing great. I think he's, you know, he's obviously, he's a father. He's got a young family. I think there's a lot of things that would suggest that he wants to stay where he's comfortable. Of course, we know well that he's got his roots in the Philly area. And obviously, this is probably not going to be the last time that we wonder and say, huh, Philly, Bryce Harper, want to get one more star. That'd be kind of fun. We can all connect the dots. I mean, I think it's a – and listen, listen, it actually makes some sense. They've had some issues getting production consistently out of Castellanos the last couple of years, at least the last year. So I get it. I mean, it makes a ton of sense. But I'm just not convinced at all yet that he wants to waive his no trade. And I think if we got to that point, how many teams could take on, and again, the Phillies with John Middleton, probably one of a handful of teams that could do it, would take on all the money and the luxury tax payments more than likely if we're talking about one of the big-time market teams. So, again, if they didn't trade Ohtani with, and I realize Ohtani and Trout are different players, but if they didn't trade Ohtani when all the world made it seem like that would have been the objective, logical thing to do, at a very manageable salary, I'm not sure how likely it is that they would take one of the largest contracts in the history of pro sports and find a way to move it with this many years left at this type of juncture for the franchise. After losing Ohtani, it's fun to talk about, and we'll keep talking about it. I just don't see it as being terribly likely right now.
He's an MLB Network insider and my conduit to David Stearns.
Yeah.
One email I send to John Palmarosi, he gets a text to David Stearns. I am now officially an unpaid consultant.
Have you sent the first one?
Not yet. I'm waiting. I don't want to.
You want to critique Pete Alonso dive on that ball?
No, that's fine.
Oh, okay.
Listen, JD Martinez is getting close.
He's going to transform the offense. He's going to transform the offense when he comes back.
I'm a little bit worried about the Alvarez injury. That was a tough one.
Yeah.
But this team is playing better than I expected. I should have known that old Stearnsy would have found a way to get this team competitive quicker than I thought.
John Paul, as always, buddy, appreciate the time. Enjoy the rest of the week. We'll talk to you, my friend.
Enjoy the conversation, my friend. Thanks for everything. Really
see you, buddy.
There goes John Palmarosi. Yeah, I'm waiting because, as he said last week on the show, if you have something you want to say, I'll send a text to David Stearns for you. But I'm waiting for, I mean, I can't just do it all. I would want to send him a text like every 5 minutes.
You know, so you can do it like the 2-minute report that exonerated the 76ers on a lot of things and ills in the final minute, and it's just a barrage of bullet points.
Here's what I think the last two innings of that game last night. Now, I'm picking my spots. I'm picking my spots right now.
Okay. So
I'm picking my spots.
It is only April.
It is.
Got to let it marinate
a
little bit.
If the Mets lose again, get shut out.
Yeah, but is anybody running and hiding at this point?
No, it's okay. But that's why I said I'm okay for a little bit.
It's all about J.D. Martinez.
Well, no, seriously, because the Mets looks like they're bogging down offensively, but like that's he could come back this weekend. That could transform the team.
But you're only
that could
four
transform
games
their
back
offense
right now.
And I'm thinking wild card anyway. It's fine. It might not
Boy,
be
real
fine
lofty
for a long
expectations.
Time. Might not be fine
Come
for
on,
a long.
You got to
we'll
shoot
see.
For the moon, man.
We'll see.
And
I'm trying to be
up
patient.
Along the start.
I'm trying to be patient, you jerky. Make it impossible because you're a jerk. Because your team stinks and you're living vicariously through my team.
What the hell? How dare you? I'm with Mike Trout and the Helmet Nachos in Anaheim.
There's only one thing about the White Sox. There's only one thing.
There's one thing really holding them back, but I can't quite put my finger on it.
But I know what it is. You know what it
you
is?
You figured it out
yes.
already?
You know what it is?
Really?
Yeah, you know what it is?
You figured it out.
Yes.
You want to tell America and the world?
Yes.
Please.
They stink. That's all holding them back. That's it. It's the only thing.
It's a deep thought.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Jack Handy.
Right now, let's find out what's trending with our own Jack Handy here at Fox Sports Radio, because he writes literature like that and leaves it in the bathroom for people to look at. It's Brian Fenley with what's trending in the wide world of sports.
I'm actually full of deep thoughts.
Are
that
you?
Would have been a better segue, Jason.
Give me one deep thought.
Life is a beautiful harmony of love.
Is that a deep thought, or did you just read a Hallmark card?
You know what? He's trying to write his vows, I think.
Yes. I could be working.
Did you put that into Chat GPT?
No.
Is that what it spit back out? It says, sappy vow crap.
Brian Fenley is clearly, you'd say, hey, who's the one person here at Fox Sports Radio that would have artificial intelligence write his wedding speech? Brian Fenley.
Why? How dare you?
Because, yeah. No, I see you wanting to be on the inside scoop on that. I'll have AI write it for me. I think that's you.
How wrong you are.
Practice.
Yeah, how wrong you are.
After what you just read off a Hallmark card?
That was off the dome.
Okay. What did you say again?
Hey. Swollen Dome over here.
Oh, sorry,
I'm trying to cop the moniker there, pal.
Sorry. So yeah, from that and to the swole arms that you have,
yes,
Jason.
My triceps look great today.
Yeah, for sure, and to a pro league where there are a lot of guys with nice triceps, and that would be the NBA.
You could have just said, let's go to the NBA.
No.
You didn't need to say, you could have just said, let's go to the NBA.
Chiseled triceps.
I don't think Luka has triceps. I don't think he does.
They're there somewhere.
And they're hidden somewhere.
Yours
not
aren't
showing
hidden.
Off.
No. Because when you got them, flaunt them, baby, right?
Yeah.
That's me, man.
Absolutely.
Triceps.
Yeah, speaking of Doncic, he's got 18 points, and the Mavericks are leading the Clippers 48-43, just about a minute into the third quarter. Western Conference first round game two. Clippers leads this series 1-0. Also to mention, Kawhi Leonard is playing in this game. That was a surprise add-in for Los Angeles. He had missed the last 9 games because of right knee inflammation. Right now, he's struggling. He's only got 4 points from the first half, and the Clippers were brick city from three-point range in the first half. They were 2 of 13 from long range. Earlier, the Timberwolves flushed down the Suns 105-93. That was a game two. Timberwolves lead that series 2-0, and the Timberwolves made 11 more free throws in that game than the Phoenix Suns. Pacers equal their series at 1 game apiece with the Bucks after Indiana took out the Bucks in Milwaukee 105-108. Pascal Siakam, 37 points, 11 rebounds, and 6 assists, and the Bucks were left playing without Giannis Antetokounmpo, their premier scorer and talent, because of an injury to his left calf. In the NHL, we have an overtime win for the Panthers over the Lightning 3-2. These are all first round series, by the way. It's a game two for Florida, and so they're ahead 2-0. The Rangers are up 2-0 after beating the Capitals 4-3. Also, end of one period, it's the Jets 1, the Avalanche 0. That's a game two. And another game two has the Canucks trailing the Predators 1-0. Vancouver leads that matchup 1-0. And then lastly, guys, in Major League Baseball, Mariners blank the Rangers 4-0. Diamondbacks with 14 runs they put up against the Cardinals in a win. Royals victorious, so are the Cubs. White Sox almost got a win. Could even consider that a win, maybe. Close enough. 6-5 over the Twins against the White Sox. With that, let's get it back to Jason Smith and Mike Harmon. Do we start, Mike and Jason, counting morale victories as wins in the win column for the White Sox?
You mean moral victories?
Morale-boosting victories.
Morale boosters, moral victories.
It's the same thing.
Morale victories? No, yeah. It's not.
It is.
It's not how you use the word.
It's the same thing.
You're using, I kind of dig that.
You're using verbs and nouns in a way no one's ever used them in the English language
He's
before.
Changing the language. Remember, irregardless used to be wrong.
Exactly. Thank you, Mike. Somebody you. Stands up for me.
Thank you, Brian Fenley. Appreciate it. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Coming up next, we get back into the NBA, and it may be this simple. When it comes to figuring out one NBA superstar who's had an up-and-down season into the playoffs. Keep it right here. Jason and Mike, Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my! Look at that! He is! And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of BF Goodrich tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Mets are going to get swept by the Giants, aren't they?
Yep.
3-0, Giants with the lead over the Mets in the fifth inning.
You got the Knicks.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right.
You really can't complain. Between
no, you're
that
right.
And,
you're right.
And the Hurricanes,
you're right. No,
you
right.
Actually have action.
You're right. You're right. But the show is tonight, and I'm watching the Mets.
You don't have to. There are plenty of movies or other games.
You don't have to watch the Mets.
Drying,
well,
like,
I don't know if you know this. There's
now
a rule you have to watch. If you're from New York and you pick a baseball team, you have to watch that team. You have no choice.
Well, I was trying to give you an option out. Like, say, Tyshirt were to stage a bloodless coup and put on something he wanted on that screen and said.
No, you have to watch the Mets. I have to watch the Mets.
Okay.
That's what I have to do. You want to talk about getting paid. Caitlin Clark and her deal with Nike is now official. As we heard last week, the rumors, $28 million contract for her. She's going to get her own signature shoe. This contract was by far better than what was offered from Adidas and Under Armour. They were down at a $7 million deal, $16 million deal total. This is $28 million for Caitlin Clark and her own signature shoe coming her way courtesy of Nike. But as everybody tells me, well, people are going to keep following Caitlin Clark and watching it. Oh, that's over. Yeah, okay.
Never mind that a number of cities for the WNBA, they've already moved their games into bigger arenas and figured out the scheduling to accommodate.
Yeah. No one's going to watch.
In Indiana, where they have problems with people being able to see the Pacers oftentimes, there have been a bunch of deals brokered to allow people to watch the Fever play. And what was interesting in reading, and I'd love some more of the particulars, kind of like the little... oh, and by the way, kind of things in the articles, were that several of the companies that were trying to vie for her services and her signature here for shoes were like, yeah, but you need to stay in Iowa another year for this deal to work.
Yeah, no, not doing it. Oh, okay. And look, she played it well. She played it right, and now $28 million deal for the next 7 years from Nike.
Like Steph Curry into the mix, right,
yeah,
when it came to negotiations as well, trying to lure things there. I think he's already got, his goddaughter will probably be in in those kicks before long. But, yeah, $28 million. When we talked about 10-figure deal, thought it might have been a little north of that, and maybe there's some incentives based on sales mixed therein that we're not privy to, but that's one hell of a base regardless.
And not worried about her salary from the WNBA anymore, are we? We're not really worried about that.
People are still going to complain about that because it's a nice, easy thing to complain about. Again, revenues, $10 billion NBA, $200 million WNBA. Doesn't mean that can't grow.
No,
and
no,
maybe
no,
if you'd
but
invest
understand,
in more.
Yeah.
And this always goes like in our business and in most businesses, right? You can only invest so much on a theory before you say, hey, I've got to see bigger returns before I'm going to kick over more cash, right? I'd like to franchise my restaurant. Well, you're barely breaking even here. Yeah, but we're breaking even. Let's go.
I'll give you two things that are definitively going to still happen with time on now. Caitlin Clark, $28 million deal now. I'll guarantee you two things. One, media, other stars
are going to continue to throw up on themselves when they try to discuss Caitlin Clark, and they're going to get the entire heel of their foot in their mouth because so many people just don't know how to talk women's sports. We've seen it already. It's going to continue because Caitlin Clark's a big story, and it's amazing so many people that don't know how to do it. But it's going to happen. We're gonna get stories like with the Indianapolis Star guy so many times. We're going to get that story all the time. And the second thing I'll guarantee you is this. The backlash against her is going to increase. The backlash from players is going to increase. And on the court, cool. Hey, welcome to WNBA. Come here, prove yourself. But off the court, the backlash, you realize she's shown up and she's going to lift the WNBA to heights they've never been at before. I'm sorry it didn't happen for you. I'm sorry you came around at the wrong time. This is how sports goes. If you understand how sports goes, as time goes on, more people get paid. Superstars arrive when they arrive. And Caitlin Clark has arrived now. Doesn't mean anything bad for you. Doesn't mean anything. It just means she's the superstar that's going to lift the league. And I'm sorry it wasn't you. I'm sorry it didn't happen for you. But talk to all the NFL players in the 70s how, wait a minute, I'm having all kinds of trouble in my life and I don't have any money. Well, that's just the way the world goes now. Those two things are going to happen continuously with Caitlin Clark.
Well, and in theory, the benefits for them in post-career get better because of the monies that are now flowing in. This helps not only short-term, but long-term. And it goes back to, as we were discussing this in the throes of the Final Four and the title game and everything else, like, sorry folks were late to the party. They're here now. Get them a drink and let's enjoy the ride.
Exit Albata Fresca, exit Swollen Dome. Those are two things that will continue in perpetuity with Caitlin Clark. Coming up next, we got a big story out of the NBA and LeBron James. Keep it right here. Fox.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.